Lord, we thank you for the privilege of considering the truth of God together again this evening.
主，我们感谢你今天晚上我们能够再次有机会一起来思想神的真理。
Our prayer is that you will speak to us according to the promise of your word.
主，我们祈求你按照你话语里的应许祝福我们今天晚上。
Give Eric words to speak. Give to each of us ears to hear and hearts to respond.
给 Eric 当说的话，也给我们能听的耳朵，也给我们回应的心。
We pray that you'll bless Lael and Trevor as they minister in Mexico. We pray that you will bless us as each of us would seek to serve you in whatever way we can.
我们祈求您祝福 Trevor 和 Lael 他们在墨西哥的事工，也求您祝福我们每个人按照您让我们服侍的岗位和工作能够服侍你。
And Lord, if there be any who listen this evening, who are not yet part of the family of God, we pray that they will reach out and in repentance take the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
主啊，今天晚上的听众当中，若有人还不是您神家的一员的话，盼望他们能够到您的面前去，能够接受耶稣基督做他们个人的救主，能够悔改。
May they believe. May they call on the name of the Lord and be saved.
盼望他们能够相信，能够奉主的名呼求，那他们就能得救。
And so we ask this all now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉主是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Well, good morning and good evening to everyone.
祝大家晚上好，问候大家早上好，在国内的。
I'm very happy again to be able to speak to you. It's my privilege to be minister the word of God to you.
这是我的荣幸啊，能够再次的跟大家讲神的话，我也非常高兴今天能在这里。
And I'd like to continue the theme that I began last week, which was how to read your Bible.
所以我要继续我上个礼拜开始这个话题，就是怎么来读圣经。
And next week we want to look at some study helps that will aid you in your Bible study and Bible reading.
那下个礼拜呢，我们会讲一些就是能够帮助你的圣经学习的一些工具，一些辅助的材料。
And hopefully it will be of benefit to not only to yourselves, but to those that will be able to listen to what you have learned, you can teach others.
希望这样这些讲的这些东西能祝福你，也不单祝福你，也祝福你将来你要讲给别人听的那些观众们、听众们。
Now, Trevor gave us 3 months of, they were really lessons on how to study the Bible, what to look for, and so on. They were very good.
那 Trevor 呢给我们讲了三个月啊，就是关于怎么样研读圣经啊，怎么样去得到从圣经里得到更多，都是非常好的内容。
And I thought I would continue this theme of how to read your Bible, how to study your Bible.
我想我要继续这个主题啊，就是怎么样读你的圣经，怎么样研读圣经。
Now, tonight what I'd like to do is to carry on from last week where we left off, where we left off on meditation in the Word of God.
那我这个星期呢，从上个星期这个停的地方继续开始。上个星期我们是停在要默想神的话这个点上。
Now last week, I'll just give a little review. We looked at 3 things to keep in mind when reading your Bible.
我们先简单的回顾一下上个星期的内容啊，就是我们读圣经的时候呢，脑子里要有记住三点。
First is seems very obvious.But very important, that is, that the Bible is God's word to us.
那第一点呢，很显而易见，但是也是非常重要的，就是圣经是神的话。
And we told a story about a young woman who was given a book, and she didn't understand the book and found it difficult to read, and so she put it aside and for a time.
我给大家讲了一个故事，上个星期，就是有一个年轻的姑娘，别人给了她一本书，她读不懂，她就把她书放到一边了。And
in course of time, she met a young man.
然后过了一段时间呢，她遇见了一个年轻人。
And she found out, as she got to know this young man and got very close to him, that he was the author of that book her friend had given her.
那等到他俩的关系越来越近以后呢，他发现原来这个年轻人就是那本书的作者。
And they fell in love and they got married.
然后他们相爱了，后来又结婚了。
And when she picked up that book again, it was like an entirely different book altogether.
然后这个时候他再拿起那本书呢，这本书看上去是完全不同的，跟以前完全不同的一本书了。
See, her relationship with the author had changed.
因为他和这个书的作者的关系已经改变了。
And of course she had the advantage that she could ask the author anything that she did not understand about the book.
而且他有一个优势，就是他可以随时有不懂的问题就去问这个书的作者。
So when we read our Bibles, we have the advantage of the author, who is the Holy Spirit, to be with us.
我们读圣经的时候，我们也有这个优势，因为这个圣经的作者圣灵就跟我们在一起。
And the Holy Spirit desires to teach us and to illuminate our minds and hearts about the teachings in the Bible.
而且圣灵特别想要教导我们，他特别想要照亮我们的心，照亮我们的头脑，到底这个圣经要教导我们什么。So
the first thing I would remind you again of is that knowing the author, we can come to him and ask him anytime what something means in the scriptures. We have the Spirit of Truth resident within us.
所以第一点呢，我就是要跟大家回顾的第一点，就是我们要知道，那圣经的作者跟我们在一起，我们任何时候都可以去找他，问他这个圣经到底是什么意思。And
then we, the second thing I mentioned last week was that we should read the Bible.
那我上个礼拜讲的这个第二点呢，就是我们要去读圣经。If
it's God's word, we want to read every line.
如果他既然他是神的话的话，我们要每一句话都好好读。And
so, since the Bible is the whole Bible is God's word, it's a unified whole. So reading in Genesis will help you to understand other books of the Bible, even the book of Revelation.
因为圣经都是神写的，所以它是一个完整的整体，所以要从头到尾的读。你读创世纪呢，会帮助你明白圣经中其他的书卷，甚至包括启示录。Now
the Lord Jesus told his disciples, he said, "My words are spirit and life."
那主耶稣跟他的门徒说，他说我的话就是灵，就是生命。So
that the word of God is the only food that can feed the spirit of man.
所以神的话就是唯一的那个能够喂养我们灵的那个食物。So
reading the word of God, reading the words, spiritual words, we get spiritual food.
当我们读神的话，读这个灵里的话的时候，我们就得到了灵里的食物。
So that led us to the third point, which is meditation. And we talked at length about meditation on the Word of God.
然后我们讲的第三点呢，就是默想。我们上个星期呢，花了一些时间来讲默想。Now
some people think that meditation is where you sit cross-legged and chant.
那有的人呢，会一想提到默想的，就认为你是不是就盘腿坐着，然后放空自己。But
scriptural meditation is a process of taking what we have learned or read and then thinking it over and over again.
那圣经里说的默想呢，是 把你刚刚读到的这个神的话呢放在脑子里一遍一遍的去思想的意思。
It's looking at it in different ways.
然后用从不同的方式不同的角度来思想它。
Now, we can't expect to understand every verse the first time we read it.
当我们第一次读的时候我们不会指望每一个字你都能明白。
There are some verses in the Bible that are very obscure, that even scholars that have studied the Bible many years have difficulty understanding.
因为圣经里有些部分呢是很难懂的，甚至圣经学者用很多年都不一定能够明白。
But for most of the Bible, if we look at the scriptures from different angles, we think it over and meditate,Ask the Lord to illuminate our hearts and minds. Eventually, we'll get something of some spiritual food will benefit us.
但是绝大部分圣经里的内容，当我们仔细的去默想的时候，从不同的角度反复去思考，同时我们也祈求圣灵照亮我们的时候呢，我们总是能够或多或少得到一些属灵的滋养的属灵的粮食的。
So tonight, what I'd like to do is continue this theme about meditation.
那我今天晚上呢，想继续讲这个默想这个话题。
And remember, we looked at a scripture in Leviticus that talked about clean and unclean animals.
还记得我们上次讲到这个利未记里面提到这个洁净的动物和不洁净的动物。
Now we saw that one thing about clean animals was that they both chewed their cud and had a split hoof or cloven hoof.
我们讲过这个洁净的动物的特征呢有两个，一个呢它是倒嚼的，一个呢它是分蹄的。
So like the cow would chew its cud. In other words, it would graze for a long time and then lie down and chew the cud.
那比如像牛吧，它可以花很多时间的一直吃草，然后呢，它就会躺下来，就开始把这个草翻出来继续嚼了。
So reading the scriptures is often like grazing or just chewing, getting the food into us, into our stomach.
那读经呢，就有点像这个牛吃草这个过程，就是把这个食物呢先送到胃里再说。
But for the cow to get the full benefit of nutrition from the grass.They need to bring that grass up and they re-chew it. They take it over, they chew it, so it gets smaller and smaller and smaller until finally they are able to digest it and get full benefit from their food.
但是为了能够更多的充分的从这个草里得到营养啊，这个牛呢必须要把这个草再翻上来，在嘴里不断的嚼嚼嚼，把它嚼得越来越小，直到它最后能够完全吸收。
So that's, we can always expect God to give us something if we ask Him.
那我们就是如果不去求主的话呢，我们就别指望得到什么。
Sometimes we need to wrestle with it. When we talk about chewing the cud, chewing it over and over in different ways, sometimes that grass is very hard grass that the cow will eat, and it doesn't break down easily. It takes a lot of effort.
那有的时候这个草啊，它有的草很硬，这个牛啊其实要使劲的，它要花很大的力气，就是使劲的嚼嚼嚼，才能把这个草呢嚼烂。
So when you read the word, don't stop until you get something that will help you personally, that you really feel God is feeding you.
所以当你读经的时候呢，你不要就是在你觉得你真的得着了什么以前，就在你觉得神的话真的对你的个人有帮助之前呢，你不要停下来，你要一直读。
Just like chewing.It takes an effort to chew.
就像就这个嚼这个草要花力气一样的，是需要付出努力的。
Now, I'd like to go to the Old Testament, and there's an example there of a man named Jacob.
那我们要到旧约去啊，查考一个人，他的名字叫雅各。
Now Jacob was a man that he appreciated the things of God, but he liked to do things his own way.
那雅各这个人呢，他是很喜欢神的事的，他也很欣赏有关神的事，但是呢，他还是做事情要按自己的方式。
If God promised him something, then Jacob would promise God right back again and say, "If you do that, then I'll do this."
当神应许给他一些应许的时候，他马上会怎么说回敬神呢？就是你要答应我做这个呢，我就答应为你做那个。
He was a very self-sufficient man.
他是一个完全这个自给自足的这样的一个人呢。
Well, we know the story of Jacob and Esau.
我们都知道这个雅各和以扫的故事。
How Jacob, by deceit, he stole the birthright from his older brother Esau.
然后雅各呢是用欺骗的方式啊，就是偷走了他哥哥以扫的长子权。
And he had to flee for his life to a far land.
然后他就必须得逃命啊，就逃到一个很远的地方。
Now the first night that he left home, he found a place called Bethel, and there he made his bed and had a dream.
他从离家逃跑的这个第一个晚上啊，他就是到了这个伯特利这个地方，然后他把他在那里就是这个找了个地方就睡觉了，晚上做了一个梦。
And in his dream he saw ladders set up on earth that reached up to heaven.
在梦里呢，他就是就在这个地方有一个梯子，然后到达了这个天上。
And the angels of God were ascending and descending up and down that ladder.
然后这个天使啊，就从这个梯子在梯子上上上下下。
And at the top of that ladder, there stood the Lord.
然后在这个梯子的顶端呢，神就站在那里。
And he said, Jacob.He said, as I was with your grandfather Abraham and with your father Isaac, I'm going to be with you. And when you come back to the land, I'm going to fulfill my promises to you.
然后神就对他说，雅各，我从前怎么样与你的祖父亚伯拉罕同在，与你的父亲以撒同在，我现在也要与你同在。那将来呢，我答应你，将来你还要回到这个应许给你的地方。
So Jacob left Bethel the next day and he went up towards his relatives and he stayed with his uncle Laban for 20 years.
然后呢雅各就离开了伯特利，然后就到了他这个亲戚家，就他舅舅家拉班家里住了20年。
In 20 years, he finally was coming back and he had now many children.Much livestock. He was a wealthy man.
那等二十年以后，他再回到这个地方的时候呢，他已经有了很多的孩子，还有很多的牲畜。他那时候已经是个很富有的人了。
But he learned that his brother Esau was coming.
但他知道他的哥哥以扫呢，正朝他这个方向走过来。
He was afraid that his brother would get revenge.
他很担心他的哥哥会报复他。
For what he had done years before.
因为他很多年前做过他伤害他哥哥的事。
So what he did was he came to the river Jabbok.
然后呢他到了这个亚伯河这个渡口了。
And he sent all his family, all his livestock and everything over the river and he stayed on the other side and he was all alone.
然后他把他的这个家属啊，还有所有的牲畜啊，都送过了河，然后他一个人呢留在了河这一边。
And then that night, a man, it says, wrestled with him. It was the Lord himself.
然后圣经说呢，那天晚上有一个人，其实那个就是主耶神自己啊，他跟他摔跤，跟雅各摔跤。
The Lord met him there.And he was going to break Jacob's selfish heart.
那在这里呢主要亲自的破碎这个雅各这个自私的心呢。
And so Jacob wrestled against God. He fought against God.
那雅各在这里呢，他和神争斗啊，和神摔跤。
And it came to morning, and still he was wrestling with God.
一直摔到天亮，他还在跟神摔跤。
And so God touched the sinew or ligament of his thigh, and it shrank.
然后那神呢就碰了一下他的这个大腿窝，摸了他一下大腿窝。
And now he's powerless.
然后他就没有力气了。And
he can't. All he can do is wrestle and hold on. He can't wrestle with any strength anymore. He has no strength in his leg. All he can do is hold on to God.
然后呢，他这时候就没法再摔跤，因为他没有力气了。他唯一能做的就是停下来依靠神了。And
so we read in Genesis chapter 32.
我们读一下创世纪的32章的这个内容。
And verse 25, it says, Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, that is, God could not break Jacob, he was resisting God. So that, yeah.
创世纪32章25节,这里写那人见自己胜不过他,也就是说这个雅各一直都在抵挡神呢。
And he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Joseph's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。
And then the Lord said to him, Let me go for the day breaks.
雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说,天黎明了,容我去吧。
But he said, Jacob says, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
雅各说,你不给我祝福,我就不容你去。
And so, this is a little extreme, perhaps, but sometimes we need to wrestle with God to get a blessing.
所以雅各这个例子呢，就有点极端化啊。但是我们有的时候，为了要得着神的祝福，我们真的是要跟神摔跤的。And
but the blessing that Jacob would have would not be for self, because he would never walk the same way again.
雅各得到的祝福就不再是为他自己要的，因为他以后呢，的雅各就跟原来的雅各不是一个人了。And
so there's a sense in which when we read the Bible and we want something from the Word of God, first of all, our old nature must be put in its place.
那当我们想要从圣经里面读出东西的时候呢，也是一样，我们首先要把自己的老我给
God had to touch the seat of Jacob's strength in order for him to be able to bless him.
所以就像在这里这个例子一样，那个神必须要先卸掉雅各的这个力量的来源呢，然后神才能够祝福他。
And then we read about Jacob. What does he do?
那我们再往下看，你看雅各做了什么呢？
Jacob, what he does is, he says, I won't let you go unless you bless me.
雅各说,你不给我祝福,我就不让你走。
In other words, if we don't stop reading or meditating on a particular passage until the Lord has spoken to you.
所以我们要像雅各这样，就是当你读一段神的话的时候呢，如果神还没有对你说话的时候，你就要一直读，一直默想，不要停。
It may not have to be as extreme as Jacob's case.
当然不一定非得像雅各这种极端的这个例子。But
the idea that we don't just expect God to give us manna from heaven like the children in the wilderness.
那这个，但是这个意思呢，是这个意思，就是我们不能就这样期望，神在旷野那样从天上降下，玛纳给以色列人那样轻易而举。When
you're a young Christian, often God will give you like manna. He'll feed you like with milk.
当你还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，你刚信主不久的时候，神会像降玛纳给以色列人那样，然后或者是为你一点灵奶啊，就是很好、很容易的方式。
But as you mature as a Christian, then he's going to give you stronger meat, stronger food.
但是当你变得越来越成熟，成了一个成熟的基督徒的时候呢，神会给你一些干粮吃的。
When the children of Israel came out of the wilderness, the manna stopped, and then they ate the old wheat of the land, the old grain. They had to mill it and they had to chew it. It was something that would strengthen them for their hard labors and wars that they would fight.
那等到以色列人走出旷野进迦南以后呢，那个玛纳马上就停了，他们就得吃当地这个出的这个粮谷物粮食了，他们要把那个粮食磨成粉，然后做成饼，然后要嚼的，这个粮食呢才能给他们就是干活的这个力气。You
see, there were no wars in the wilderness.
因为在旷野的时候是没有战争的。And
so that light manna was fine for when they were wandering around the wilderness, but when they came into the promised land, there was an enemy waiting for them, and they needed strong food.
所以在旷野的生活呢，是比较轻松的，所以玛纳呢就够他们用的了。但是他们进迦南以后呢，是要打仗，是要征战的，所以他们就需要更好，就是更有，更给他们更多力气的这个粮食了。
So sometimes it takes a lot of wrestling, sometimes hard chewing, to get something to feed your soul.
所以有的时候你为了要得着能够真的供养你灵里的需要的东西的时候呢，你是要跟神有点摔跤的过程的，是要使劲的嚼的。So
I'm going to give some examples of how and what we can get out of the Bible when we read.
所以我要给大家用几个例子来解释一下，就是当我们读圣经的时候，怎么才能从里面读出东西来。Now,
when you read the Bible, you don't read it just like you read a newspaper.
那读圣经的时候，并不能像你像读报纸那样读。When
we read newspaper or we read the news on the internet or we hear it on television, it's just a set of facts. The news is just a bunch of facts that oftentimes has no relation to our own lives.
所以当我们无论是读新闻上的，读这个电视还是网络上的这个新闻呢，我们读的时候就把它当成一个事实来接受就完了，因为它只是描述了一个事实，跟你个人并没有什么直接的联系。Now
I want you to turn to a psalm with me, and I'll illustrate what I mean.
好，我们现在翻到一个诗篇，然后我来给大家讲解我到底是什么意思。Psalm
chapter 1, the first psalm of our book.
诗篇第一篇。So,
say you're reading the Bible and you come to the book of Psalms. You finish the book of Job and you turn the page and there you are in the book of Psalms.
所以当你把约伯记读完的时候，你就来到诗篇这里了，就开始读诗篇了，第一篇了。
Now this psalm is very short, just 6 verses.
第一篇诗篇很短，只有6节。
And there's 3 verses that talk about a blessed man and the godly man and the and there's 3 verses about the ungodly man.
那他前面三节经文呢，讲的是一个属神的有福的人，后面三节呢，讲的是不属神的人。
So, you might think, as you first read that, you'll say, yes, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
我们来读一遍哈，从一节到六节，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。罪人在义人的会中也是如此，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
So there we get this contrast between these two men.
所以在这里我们看到这两个人之间的对比啊。
Now you might ask yourselfWhat will this mean to me personally?
你可能会问自己，那这跟我个人是有什么样的意义呢？怎么联系起来呢？
Well, right at the beginning, we would say that the blessed man, the godly man, is going to be blessed. And the ungodly is going to be cursed.
我们一开始就讲了，这个属神的人呢，他是蒙福的；这个不属神的人呢，他是被咒诅的。
But,How does that really affect you?
那这个到底怎么样真正的影响到你呢？
What would you get out of that personally?
你怎么才能从你个人怎么从中受益呢？
Well, the first thing I would think about is, you know, I have at one time walked in the counsel of the ungodly.
那就我个人说，我以前呢，就是在这个恶人的这个会中的，就是我是跟恶人在一起的。
As a result, I stood in the path of sinners.
那我也是从了这个站在这个罪人的道路上的。
And I sat in the seat, the scornful, as a result of that.
那我也。
That was my past.
我也做过这个亵慢人的座位，我也从过恶人的计谋，我以前就是这样的。
But I can say, thank God, that's not me anymore.
但是我现在对主说，感谢你，我现在不再这样了。
I was like the ungodly, they were like the chaff which the wind blew away.
我曾经也像这些恶人一样，就像糠秕会被风吹散一样。
But as I wouldMeditate upon this verse and think about it. I've learned some things about this verse.
所以当我默想这些经文的时候呢，我从中就学到了一些东西。
I've read this verse many times.
我这些经文我读过好多遍了。
But I'm continually getting things from it.
但我持续的不断的都能每次都能从中得到新东西。
Some time ago, I learned.Something about the Hebrew of this verse, the original Hebrew.
我曾经有一段以前呢，我去读这个希伯来的原文。
And the original Hebrew reads like this.
那希伯来原文是这么写的。
Blessed is the man who has never walked in the counsel of the ungodly.
希伯来原文是说，他说，这个蒙福的人啊，他从来不从恶人的计谋。
He has never stood in the path of sinners.
他从来不占恶人的道路。
He has never sat in the seat of the scornful.
他从来不坐亵慢人的座位。
That doesn't describe me.
那我就知道了，这讲的可不是我。
So who does it describe?
那他讲的是谁呢?
There was only one who never walked in the counsel of the ungodly. He never took the advice of this world. He was in the world, but he was not of the world.
那只有一个人呢，他从来不从恶人的计谋，他从来不从这个世界里听取意见，他跟这个世界是分开的。
The original Hebrew makes it plain that there was only one person, the Lord Jesus Christ, who could fulfill what this statement is.
所以我们读了希伯来原文呢就知道只有一个人呢是符合这节经文所描述的，那就是主耶稣基督自己。
Well, then I ask myself, then, how should I get something personal out of this song?
然后明白了这点，我就问自己，那我个人到底能从这诗篇里面读得到什么呢？
I know it can inspire me to be like Jesus.
那当然它可以鼓励我要像耶稣那样。
I can use it as an incentive to holy living.
当然我也可以把这当成一种要过圣洁生活的动力。
But recently I was meditating upon this psalm, and I made a connection to some things in the New Testament.
但最近呢，我在读这个诗篇的时候呢，我就发现我可以把它和新约的一些东西连起来了。
And I'd like you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians, please.
那大家翻到以弗所书。
Those three words in the first psalm, walking, standing, and sitting.
在这个诗篇的第一节里面有三个动词，一个是从就是走的意思，然后是站，然后是坐，三个动词。
Have you ever noticed that those three words are descriptive of the theme in the book of Ephesians?
你有没有发现这三个动词啊，恰恰能够符合这个以弗所书的这个主题啊。
As a matter of fact, Brother Watchman Nee wrote a commentary on the book of Ephesians.
然后这个尼陀生弟兄呢曾经写过以弗所书的解经。
And the name of his book, the title was Sit, Walk, Stand.
然后他的这个解经的这本书的这个名字就叫坐站走。
And even though I had sat in the seat of the scornful, look what it says in Ephesians chapter 1.
我曾经就坐过这个亵慢人的座位，我们看看这个以弗所书的一章。
Or chapter 2 rather. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6.
二章六节。
And has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And so I think when I look back at Psalm chapter 1, that yes, I had sat in the seat of the scornful. But now, through the work of the Lord Jesus and through faith in his finished work and his resurrected power, he has made me seated together with Christ in the heavenlies.
然后我读到这里我就想到诗篇第一篇说不做亵慢人道路，我曾经是坐在亵慢人的座位上的，但是呢因着主耶稣基督他做成的救恩呢，我也因着相信他那些以及他复活的这个大能啊，现在他使我和他一起坐在天上了。
And so, and as a result of the position that he has put us in Christ Jesus,He wants us to walk worthily of them. Look at chapter 4, verse 1.
所以先有了这种我们在地位上的这个得着啊，就是和主耶稣一起坐在这个天上。然后呢，他希望我们呢行事为人呢与此相称。我们再看四章一节。
Paul writes to the Ephesians and says, Because you are seated with Christ in the heavenlies,He says, I therefore, verse 1, prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
所以保罗的意思呢，既然我们现在已经跟耶稣一起坐在天上了，那所以四章一节呢，他就说，我现在劝你们呢，既然蒙召行事为人，就应当就当与蒙召的恩相称。
And so he tells us in chapter 5 and verse 1, or verse 2, Walk in love, As Christ also has loved us and given himself for us.
我要说一下这里的形式啊，为人呢、啊，在英文里都是 walk， 都是走这个词。所以你看五章的二节，他说也是要也要凭爱心行事，英文里也是就是凭爱心走 walk 的意思。正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。
And then in verse 8 of that same chapter, we have, "For you once were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light."
然后你看同一章五章的八节也是这样，他说从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女，行事为人也是走，就是 walk 的意思。
He wants us to walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, but to walk in the light as he is in the light.
所以他主希望我们不要从恶人的计谋，从恶人的计谋在英文里就是不要跟着恶人计谋走，而是要在光明中走。
And then in chapter 6 and verse 11.
我们再看以弗所书的六章十一节。
He tells us in verse 10, he wants us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
第十节呢，他希望我们要靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
And so he tells us there to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
十一节他说要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And so Ephesians, and then of course you find there in verse 13, he says, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, he says, by putting on the armor.
我们再看13和14节啊，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。十四节，所以要站稳了，等等等等。所以这里讲的是站。
So just as Psalm chapter 1 describes the perfect man. So,
就像诗篇第一篇里面描写的是主耶稣这个完美的人呢。
So we can, through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have been placed into the highest place in Christ, and we are told to live that life out now on earth.
所以以弗所书告诉我们，我们现在因着主耶稣基督的恩典呢，我们已经被放到了这个在他里面的最高的位置上。那既然这样的话呢，我们要活出像他那样的生命来。
So there's, we don't read it like a newspaper. A newspaper, once you read an article, you put it aside and it's of no more value to you.
所以我们读经呢不能像读新闻报纸那样，因为如果你读了一个新闻以后呢，你就把它放到一边了，它对你来说没有任何价值了。
Psalm chapter 1 is a psalm that you can read over and over and over and over again. You get more and more and more things out of it as you read it.
但是像刚才举这个例子，诗篇这个第一篇啊，你都可以一遍一遍读，一遍一遍，每一次你都能读出更多的东西来。
Now,earlier this year, we were in the Bahamas, my wife and I.
那今年年初的时候呢，我和我太太呢，在这个巴哈马。
And there's some lovely fruit in that land.
那个地方呢，有一些水果很好吃。
And when it's some of its wild fruit, and you can just go and pick it in its season. You pick it, and it's lovely fruit.
那有很多水果就是野果啊，就到了他们成熟的地方的时候呢，你就去摘就行了。
You don't see it everywhere, but sometimes there it is, and you just stop and enjoy it.
但不是到处都是的，而是呢，你偶尔碰到了呢，你就停下来，你把它摘了，然后吃，很好吃。
Sometimes when you're reading the Word of God, you'll come to a cluster of beautiful fruit that you really enjoy, and it's easy to digest.
那我们读经也是这样，有的时候呢，我们会突然就遇到了像这一丛美味的野果一样啊，然后你就摘下来去吃，它也很容易消化。
And you might find it in the strangest places.
而且呢，可能在你很奇怪，就是你根本想不到的地方。
I I found a little cluster of fruit that I'll share with you tonight.
我也曾经发现过这样一丛很美味的野果，我今天晚上分享给大家。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书的九章。
Now, Jeremiah, you don't expect very often to get some sweet fruit out of Jeremiah.
一提到耶利米书呢，大家可能不会想到你从那里面能够读出什么甜美的东西来啊。
He was called the weeping prophet, and you'd think that all his fruit would be bitter.
嗯，因为他被叫做这个哭泣的先知啊，所以你会觉得他的书里面应该读出来都是苦啊。
So I found a couple of verses in there. It's Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 25.
嗯，我们看这个耶利米书的这个九章的23到25节。
It reads this, Thus says the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
23-24 两节，耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上，施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
You know, there's a let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, you know, and I'm not a wise man. I don't have that wisdom. Some people seek the wisdom of the world, but the Lord said, don't glory in that.
他说智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，我不是一个智慧人，我也没有智慧，但是这地上有很多人呢都在寻求这个世上的智慧，但是主这里说你不要因为这样的智慧夸口。
The wise man, the mighty man, the rich man, the world, they would glory in these things in the world, and it's often these things that the world goes after.
嗯，然后智慧人、勇士、财主啊，都是在这个地上能够得着世人给他们荣耀的，也是这个世人在地上所追求的。
The world will applaud the rich and the famous and the powerful.
嗯，那世人呢会向这些勇士啊、有钱的和这个有聪明的人鼓掌。
But how long does that glory last?
但问题是，这种荣耀能够持续多长时间呢？
You know, the Nobel laureate that in his youth had a mind, great mind, yet in his old age, he cannot remember where his address is.
在一个年轻的时候非常有智慧的人，等到他年老的时候，甚至他住在哪里的地址都记不住了。
And the mighty men, those that at one time maybe boxing heavyweight champion of the world end up very weak and needed to be wheeled around in a wheelchair.
那一个比如说这个勇士吧，一个重量级的拳王啊，拳击冠军，可能等他年老的时候呢，他一点力量力气都没有了，得坐着轮椅被人推来推去了。
Same with riches. As Job said, naked I came into the world and naked I will leave.
财富也是一样的，就像约伯说，我赤身而来啊，也赤身而去。
But this is the sweet part of the fruit, that let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me.
但是我说的这两节经文里面那个非常甜美的那个果子是什么呢？就是24节，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华。
To know him and his loving kindness and his forgiveness.
认识神，也认识他的慈爱和这个恩典和宽恕。
To know that your sins are forgiven and you have a home forever in heaven, forever, forever, forever.
然后知道你的罪已经被赦免了，你在这个天上有一个永恒的家，是永永远远的，属于你的。
And so that's a little bit of, you, as you read the scripture, sometimes you'll run across these little bits of fruit here and there. What you do is you eat them and meditate and chew them and enjoy them very much.
所以这是举个例子啊，就是你在读圣经的时候，在这里或那里，你都会这样读到这种让我们心里特别喜悦的经文呢。你这时候你要怎么样呢？你就把它果子摘下来吃掉，去享受它。
And just like any other food that we get, don't forget to thank God for that.
就像我们每天谢饭或者吃什么东西，我们都感谢，都会谢饭祷告一样。这种时候读到这种美丽的经文的时候，也是要感谢神的。
Now there are many promises in the Bible.
然后圣经里有很多的应许。
You can take any of those promises just like a blank check and write your name in there.And cash it.
然后这些应许你读到的时候啊，就像你拿了一张空白的支票，然后写上你的名字，然后你就去支取现金就好了。
You can take those promises and say, Lord, you promised in this scripture.
所以你就是简单的去支取这些应许就行了。你跟主说，主啊，这是你答应的呀。
And so I want to claim that same promise, Lord.
你会说，主啊，我现在就向你宣告这些这个同样的这个应许用在我的身上。
Let's go to the Psalms again. Just to illustrate, there are so many promises in the Bible, you could never, ever, on every page, there must be a promise of some kind, nearly.
所以我们再回到诗篇，再举个例子给大家讲，就是怎么应用这个应许啊，可以说是圣经里面的每一页啊都有应许，这个数量多到你难以想象。
And so, let's look at Psalm 23 for a moment. We won't look at the whole Psalm, just the first and the last verse.
我们翻到诗篇的23篇，我们不讲这个整篇，我们就看第一节和最后一节。
Now really it's a testimony, it's David's testimony to the faithfulness of the Lord.
当然这个诗篇呢是大卫的一个见证啊，是见证神的信实的。
But you can say, Lord, if you did it for David, you can do it for me.
但是你可以跟主说，主啊，你坐在大卫身上的，你也可以坐在我身上。
I'm your child, Lord, and I know that you love me just as you love David, so you can keep your promises.
你会说，主啊，我也是你的孩子，你怎样爱大卫，你也怎样爱我，你也会为我持守这个承诺的。
Well, verse 1 is very simple. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
第一节非常简单，他说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Now, you can pray that as a, or you can take that as a promise and claim that. Lord, you're my shepherd.The good shepherd, I shouldn't have any lack whatsoever.
所以你可以把这经文就当成一个应许，你就祷告说，主啊，你是我的牧者啊，我所需要的都不会缺乏的。
Now we mustn't think that God is going to give us $1 million just because we make a claim like that. That isn't what he means altogether.
但这个不是说，你只要向神要哪怕100万，他也给你，不是这个意思。
He knows what we need.
他知道我们需要什么。
And he's willing to meet all our needs.
而且他也愿意满足我们所需的。
And David had many things, but the one he said that the here that the, he had never ever had any lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
那大卫呢有很多话要说，但他这里说的就是一点，就是耶和华是我的牧者，我没有什么缺乏的，我所需要的都有了。
He will meet our personal needs.
他会满足我们个人的需要。
And all the needs that we might place before him as a good shepherd.
所以我们所有的需要都可以放在主的面前，因为他是一个好牧人。
And then the last verse says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们再看最后一节，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我却要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
So there's really a promise.
这也是一个应许。
Because David is claiming it. David had not lived his life out yet. He was looking in the future.
那大卫写这句经文的时候呢，他就是在宣告这个应许，因为那个时候他还活着。
But his experience up to that time was the Lord had been faithful all through those years that he knew him.
那他写这个经文的时候呢，他知道他回顾过去的一生啊，主一直都是信实的。
And so he had confidence that God would be, his goodness and mercy would follow him right through the rest of his entire life.
所以因此他也完全的相信他未来的一生啊，神的恩惠慈爱也一定会伴随着他的。
Now, do you have fears and concerns for the future?
你可能也会对未来有一些忧虑，有一些恐惧。
You have a good shepherd.
但是你有一个好牧人。
And he says you'll never want.
他对你说你必不致缺乏。
And here the last verse is a promise that his goodness and his mercy is going to follow you right to the very end of your life.
而且像第六节他说的，他也应许他的恩惠慈爱会一直跟着你，直到你生命的终了。
As a good shepherd, he will never ever leave you nor forsake you.
他是一个好牧人，永远不会撇下你，永远不会离弃你。
Now, sometimes in the Bible, you run across a prayer.
那有的时候在圣经里面呢，你会读到一段祷告。
So if you come to a promise, you claim it. If you come across a prayer, pray it.
所以当你读到应许的时候呢，你就宣告这个应许。当你读到祷告的时候呢，你也用这个话来祷告。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
历代志上的四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 10.
第十节。代上四章十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
第九和第十节。
This describes in two verses a little bit of history of a man otherwise unknown in the scripture.
那这两节经文呢，讲到了一个人的历史。除了这两节以外呢，这个圣经里再也没有提过他的任何其他的内容了。
We know him only by his prayer.
我们了解他呢，就仅仅从他的这个祷告里面了解他。
It's a lovely prayer, and we could use it as our prayer.
所以这是非常美丽的一个美好的一个祷告词啊，我们也可以用这样的祷告词来祷告。
In verse 9, we have what history we know about Jabez. Verse 10, we have his prayer.
那第九节呢，讲的是这个亚比斯的这生平的历史啊，那第十节呢，就讲了他的祷告词了。
So in verse 9, it says, Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called him Jabez.Saying, because I bore him in pain.
第九节，亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵，他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯，意思说我生他甚是痛苦。
So he had, obviously, his mother had a very hard childbirth.
所以很明显的，他母亲生他的时候是非常艰难的。
And his name,in Hebrew means literally he will cause pain.
他这个名字这个希伯来的原文呢就是他会带来痛苦。
But Jabez, even though he caused pain to his mother in his birth, he didn't want to cause pain to his nation.
虽然他的出生给他的母亲带来痛苦，但他不想给他的这个民族啊带来痛苦。
He wanted to be a consolation to the nation.
他想成为这个民族的祝福。
So this was not just a personal prayer.
嗯，所以这个并不是他个人的祷告词。
Just for himself.
嗯，不只是为他自己的。
Notice what he says. He called on the name of the God of Israel.
嗯，因为他是这么说，第十节，他说亚比斯求告以色列的神。
He understood that his life impacted others. The God of Israel, the whole national God that's who he's calling on. He's not calling God on some personal thing. It's for the nation.
因为他知道他的人生呢也会影响他的这个同胞，所以他这里呢说的是他们整个民族的神，以色列的神，他不是只为他自己求的。
And so he's calling on God because God is the source of all blessing.
嗯，他之所以求告神呢，是因为神是一切祝福的源头。
That's who we look to when we bow in prayer. We are actually looking to the very one who occupies the throne above, who is all powerful.
嗯，所以当我们跪下来祷告的时候啊，我们知道我们是来到那个坐在这个宝座上的神，他是全能的神。
So he asked God to bless him indeed and enlarge my territory.
嗯，所以他就求主呢，一定要祝福他。他说：“圣，愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界。”
Now we as Christians would not pray, Lord, give me more land.
当然，我们作为基督徒，我们不是说主啊，求你给我更多的土地。
The Israelite was oftentimes oppressed by enemies from without.
嗯，那以色列呢？他们常年都是被外面的这个敌人所压迫的、压制的。
And sometimes they would be limited because of their enemies.
嗯，然后呢，他们因为敌人的缘故啊，他们的这个范围就是居住的范围就受限了。
But Jabez says, Lord, increase, enlarge my territory, make me a bigger influence in the nation.
嗯，所以他说，亚比斯就求主，你扩张我的境界啊，就扩大我的土地啊，让我能够有更大的影响。
We can pray that too.
嗯，我们也可以这样祷告。
Lord, my brothers and sisters need help. Make me a better witness, a better testimony to my neighbors. Lord, help me to help my brothers and sisters. Enlarge my heart, Lord.
嗯，对，我们的祷告呢是求主啊，我的弟兄姐妹需要帮助，求你让我在邻舍的面前做更好的见证，让我能够更好的帮助我的弟兄姐妹们，求你给我扩张我的心啊，让我有一个更宽广的心。
Then he says that your hand would be with me.
嗯，他说常与我同在，就是你的手常与我同在。
He realizes that he can't do it by himself, that it's by the hand of the Lord that victory will come.
因为他知道他自己是做不到的，是要靠神的手跟他在一起才会有胜利的。
And lastly, he says, Lord, keep me from evil so that I won't cause any pain.
然后呢，最后的就是说，求主保佑他不遭患难，不受艰苦，不受艰苦的也可以翻译成就是不会导致痛苦，不会给人带来痛苦。
You know, I think sometimes we Christians, we should often pray that prayer. Lord, don't let me be a pain to others.
嗯，所以我觉得我们有基督徒有的时候也应该用这样的祷告词来祷告，就是主啊，让我不要成为别人痛苦的来源。
Lord, make me a blessing to others.
嗯，让我能够成为别人的祝福。
And that's Jabez's prayer, and it can be your prayer as you read the scripture.
所以这既是亚比斯的祷告，也会成为你的祷告，当你读这段经文的时候。
And then we have that lovely line at the end. So God granted him what he requested.
然后我们就读到了这节经文的最后最美好的这个一句啊，他说神就应允他所求的。
So you'll come across many prayers in the scriptures as you read. Stop and pray them.
所以在圣经里面你会遇到很多这样祷告的篇章啊，这种章节，然后你读到的时候你就停下来，你就 用同样的这个这个话语也来祷告。
If you come across an example of holiness in the scripture,
那另外就如果你在圣经里读到一个圣洁的榜样的时候
，ask God to do the same for you.
求主让你也把同在你身上也做同样的工作。
We can think of godly men like Daniel, young Daniel, who would not defile himself with the king's food that was sacrificed to idols.
那比如说我们在但以理书里读到年轻的但以理啊，他不愿意吃这个拜了偶像的这个食物来污染他。
You can then ask the Lord, Lord, help me not to be tempted by the things of this world for my advantage.
所以读到这的时候，你也可以祷告，你说主啊，求你也保护我，让我不要受这个世界的试探呢。
You remember Isaiah? Isaiah had a vision of the holiness of God.
大家可能还记得在以赛亚书的应该是二章吧，里面讲到以赛亚看到一个异象，看到这个圣洁的神了。
In Isaiah chapter 6, we read about the vision that he had.
是以赛亚书的六章啊，讲到这个以赛亚的这个异象。
And he saw the seraphim.
他看到了萨拉弗。
And their glory filled the temple, and they cried out to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
然后荣耀充满圣殿，然后他们萨拉弗就彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
And it says in verse 4, And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke.
第四节，因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
Not many of us have ever had an experience like that.
不是我们没有很多人都有同样的经历的，大部分人没。
None of us probably.
可能从来我们中间没有任何一个人有这样的经历。
But if we ever stood before a thrice holy God, we would probably react just like Isaiah did.
那如果我们有这样的经历的话，能够站在那个圣洁的神的面前的话，我们的反应应该跟以赛亚是一样的。
He says, "Woe is me! I'm undone because I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
那个时候以赛亚就说，祸在第五节，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
So as you read the scriptures and meditate upon them, sometimes the holiness of God might be impressed upon your heart.
所以当你读这段经文的时候呢，当你默想的时候呢，那神的圣洁呢就会深深的震撼到你。
Be like Isaiah, he didn't try to hide it. He was no hypocrite.
所以如果是那样，我们也要像以赛亚那样，他并没有想遮掩他的这个污秽啊，他不是一个假冒伪善的人。
Isaiah was a godly man, a very godly man, yet he considered himself in the sight of the holy God as one of unclean.
所以虽然以赛亚是一个非常非常属神的人，但是在神的面前呢，他也看自己是一个不圣洁的人呢，是建在嘴唇不洁的民中。
So when we read the scriptures and we come across a portion that shows the holiness of God, don't make excuses for yourself.
所以当我们在圣经里面读到关于神的圣洁的这种段落的时候呢，不要给自己找理由，找借口。
God sees right through us.
神是能够看穿我们的一切的。
But God has made a provision for us. That is the wonderful thing about the gospel.
但是神给了我们一个出路啊，那就是福音。
We read after his confession that he's a man of unclean lips, we read one of the seraphim flew to him immediately. Yeah.
Go ahead.
He flew to him. When we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以当这个以赛亚承认他是嘴唇不洁的人以后呢，第六节有以撒拉夫飞到他跟前，就撒拉夫马上就来解决他的这个问题了。所以在新约里面，约翰一书一章九节告诉我们，当我们认我们的罪的时候，神是信实的公义，他必要赦免我们的罪，洁净我们一切的不义。
The seraphim flew with a live coal from which he took with the tongs from the altar, and he touched his mouth and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged.
这个萨拉弗手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
So sometimes when you read the scriptures, you may be convicted of sin in your life, and there's no one that is not without sin.
所以当有的时候你读到圣经一个段落的时候呢，圣灵会让你吃罪的，我们没有任何一个人是没有罪的。And
so you can take a time and confess that sin that the Spirit of God has revealed to you, and He will cleanse you.
所以这个时候你可以停下来花一点时间，就承认在主的面前承认圣灵在你心里启示给你的这个罪，他就会洁净你了。Because
the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin.
因为圣子的血洁净了我们一切的罪。And
so don't be afraid to confess your sin.
所以,
because the cleansing power is a wonderful thing.
因为我们不要害怕承认自己的罪，因为这个洁净罪的这个能力是伟大，是美好的。Now
notice in Isaiah chapter 6 that after his sin had he'd been cleansed, then he was sent as a prophet of God to speak the very words of God.
所以当以赛亚的罪被洁净了以后，我们可以往下看，就是下面经文告诉我们，他就被神差遣了，是做神的先知去向民说传达神的话了。And
now he's a cleansed vessel that can be used for the glory of the Lord.
那现在呢，他已经成为了一个洁净的器皿，能够被神的荣耀所用了。
So if there's unconfessed sin in our lives, we cannot be witnesses, good witnesses. And good workers for the Lord.
如果我们生命中有罪还没有认的话呢，我们就不能成为神的好的见证，也不能成为他好的仆人。Now,
sometimes, as you read, you will have a truth, some connection, some truth will come before you.
那有的时候你读经的时候呢，会有这样的真理就跳出来。You
may be struggling to understand something, and suddenly the Lord gives some light on it, and that wonderful thing happens. Or somebody, maybe you ask somebody, and somebody tells you, and then you can meditate upon that.
所以就像你正在琢磨一个事情，怎么都不明白的时候，神突然启示你，你就明白了。那个感觉是非常的好的，就像你问一个人呢，他把那个答案告诉你一样。
There was a man. He was an Ethiopian eunuch, and he was coming back from Jerusalem, where in Acts chapter 8.
比如说举个例子，在这个《使徒行传》的八章，就是这个埃塞俄比亚的太监。He
was a very important man. He was the treasurer of Ethiopia.
那他是这个埃塞俄比亚非常重要的一个人呢，他是管这个财务的。I guess
you call him the minister of finance of Ethiopia.
因为他整个的这个埃塞俄比亚的财政是归他管的。And
he was concerned, he was reading the scriptures, but he didn't understand what they meant.
他在读圣经，但是他不明白圣经指的是什么意思。
And he'd just been up to Jerusalem, where the greatest teachers of the Bible were living at that day.
他刚刚去过这个耶路撒冷，因为耶路撒冷当时呢是最有名的圣经学者都是住在耶路撒冷的。
That's where all the theological schools were, the top schools, the top teachers lived in Jerusalem.
那最高级的这个神学院啊，神学教师啊，他们都住在耶路撒冷。
But they hadn't answered his question.
但是他们没有办法回答他的问题。
And he was still reading the scriptures. Sadly, he was on his way back to Ethiopia without his questions being answered.
所以当他回这个埃塞俄比亚的路上，他还在读圣经，而且有些忧伤，因为没有人能够回答得了他的问题。
But then the Spirit of God told Philip the evangelist, "Go down towards the desert."
然后那圣灵呢就会告诉这个传教者啊，这个腓力说，你去到这个旷野去。
And the Spirit of God told Philip, "There's that man that's riding in the chariot. Go and talk to him."
然后圣灵又告诉了腓力啊，说你要去靠近那个坐在车里的那个人呢，跟他说话。
And we read in verse 28.That the eunuch was returning, sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake the chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?"
我们从28节开始读啊，现在回来，就是这个太监埃塞比亚太监现在回来，在车上坐着念先知以赛亚的书。圣灵对腓力说，你去贴近那车走。腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说，你所念的你明白吗？
So there is reading it out loud over and over and over again.
所以他是在那个出声的读啊，读出声的一遍一遍的读。
And so Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
然后腓力就去问他说，你所念的你明白吗？
He says, "How can I unless someone guides me?"
然后他说，没有人指教我，我怎能明白呢？
Well, you and I have the Spirit of God as our guide.
但是现在你和我都有圣灵来指教我们了。
But this poor Ethiopian eunuch didn't have the Spirit of God resident within him.
但是这个可怜的埃塞俄比亚太监啊，他是没有圣灵内住在里面教导他的。
So Philip said, "Well, I could help you." And he invited him up into the chariot with him.
然后腓力说，我能帮助你，所以他就邀请腓力坐到车上跟他坐在一起了。
So the place, verse 32, the place in the scripture where he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth?
他读的是什么呢？就是32节、33节说的，他所念的那段经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能诉说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。
And so the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you,Of whom does this prophet say this? Of himself or some other man?
然后34节太监就对问那个腓力说，请问先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？是指着别人呢？
Now the Jews, they most often taught that it was Isaiah. He was speaking about himself.
当这个犹太人教导这段圣经的时候呢，他们通常说这是指以赛亚自己。
The Ethiopian eunuch, perhaps he had got some other answers as well, but he wasn't satisfied. He didn't know.
然后这个埃塞俄比亚太监他可能也听到别人说了别的解释，但是他都不太满意。
So Philip, he began to preach Jesus to him.
嗯，然后呢，腓力就开始对他传讲耶稣了。
And he opened up the man's understanding.
嗯，他就使这个人明白了。
That there was the Lord Jesus Christ who came. He was the Lamb that was led to the slaughter.
嗯，那主耶稣基督就是这个羊啊，他被这个牵到宰杀之地。
And he would tell him that when he was questioned by the highest authorities, he made no attempt to justify himself.
嗯，而且腓力会告诉他，当这个审判官审讯这个耶稣的时候，耶稣绝不为自己抗辩。
That it was in the plan of God that he is the Lamb of God would take away the sin of the world.
嗯，然后他会告诉他，他就是那个神的羔羊啊，要除去世人罪孽的。
And so, as he preached Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch, his mind began to open up.
嗯，所以当腓力跟他传讲耶稣的时候呢，这个埃塞俄比亚太监的这个思维啊就被打开了。
And then his heart opened up.
然后他的心也被打开了。
And he received the Lord Jesus.
然后他就接受了耶稣。
Now, this is an example of truth. Somehow, sometimes the things that are difficult to understand, the Holy Spirit can reveal the truth to you. As you look at, compare it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ in all the scriptures.
嗯，所以这个例子呢，就告诉我们，有的时候呢，圣经会启示我们一段真理。所以当你不明白的时候呢，你就和主耶稣基督去比较去联系，因为每一章的圣，就每一页的圣经讲的都是主。
See, truth as revealed in the scriptures is not just a set of principles.
嗯，
The truth in the scripture is not just a set of principles, of lessons. They are person. The truth is the person of the Lord Jesus.
哦，那圣经里说的这个真理啊，不是这么一套原则啊，或者是道理，它是一个人，就是主耶稣基督自己。
What was the key to understanding Isaiah chapter
53? 嗯，那明白。明白以赛亚书53章的这个关键是什么呢？是一个人。
You could describe it theologically, but it's much better to understand it personally. So we must, when you study the scriptures or read the word, look for pictures of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
嗯，当然，你也可以把它从这个神学的这个角度去理解，但是把它从从个人的角度和人联系起来是更对的一个方式，就是因为圣经里每一页讲的都是主，你都可以去找到主的痕迹。
The Lord Jesus told the Pharisees, he said, "You search the scriptures, but it's the scriptures that testify of me."
嗯，主批评这个法利赛人呢，说你在圣经中查考啊，但是这个圣经中讲的全部都是关于我的事。
So one of the keys to understanding all of Scripture is that it reveals the Son of God in His person and His work.
嗯，所以明白这个圣经里的真理的关键的一点呢，就是圣经全部都是为了来启示主耶稣基督这个人以及他的工作的。
So, in closing, there is a man that was asked by a young Christian. He said, I find the Bible reading dull.
嗯，那最后总结的时候，讲这样一个故事啊，就曾经有一个人呢，有一个年轻的基督徒问一个年老的基督徒，他说：“我觉得圣经很枯燥啊。”
And so this wise brother spoke to the young man and said, "Really, you must approach the Bible as it's a you're in a relationship with God the Father."
嗯，然后这个智慧的弟兄就跟这个年轻基督徒说呢，你应该用什么方式去读圣经呢？是你和父之间的个人的关系去读。
And there's And you're also in a relationship with the Son.
以及你和圣子之间的关系。
So, he says, when you read the Bible, read the whole Bible just like a bride would read the whole letter that was sent to her by her bridegroom.
所以他说当你读圣经的时候你要读整本圣经就像一个新娘啊读从新郎寄给他的一封信啊一封完整的书信一样去读。
So that's a relationship that we're in as a bride to a bridegroom, and it's his love letter to us. We want to read every line.
所以我们就是在这样的关系里面，就是新娘和新郎之间的关系。所以他写给我们这个爱的书信，是每一个字我们都要啊仔细的去读的。
Now, in another relationship, we are like pilgrims.
那另外一个关系什么呢？我们就像那个朝圣者。
We're in this world, but we're traveling to the next world.
虽然我们是在这个地上行走，但是我们是要走到另外一个世界去的。
And as travelers, we must always continually consult our map, our guidebook.
那像一个旅行者呢，你一路上你总是要去常常去回去看地图，看你的这个旅行手册的。
When you travel, you constantly consult the GPS or map.
就像你现在旅行的时候，你常常都要去看这个GPS 或者地图一样。
So as a traveler, as pilgrims, we need it to guide us home.
所以我们作为一个朝圣者，作为一个这个在寄居的，我们需要这个圣经啊来引导我们的路。
And We another relationship is that we are like scholars. We're learners.
那另外一个关系呢，就是我们是一个学生。
And so we want to study it very, very carefully.
我们需要非常仔细的、小心的学习。
And next week we're going to look at some study helps that might be of a value to you. We're going to look at concordances and commentaries and atlas and so on.And discuss them as helps for your Bible study.
那我们下星期呢会讲大家查经的一些辅助的工具，包括索引，包括解经，包括地图册，等等。
And lastly, as we're soldiers, yeah.
另外一个关系就是我们是战士。
And a soldier wants to.Obey the commands of his superior officer.
那作为一个战士呢，就要遵守上级指挥官的命令。
Some commands on an army base, they are written out, and you are expected to read them and obey them.
那有的时候在军队里，有些军令呢是写下来的，寄给送给你的，你要去读。
So we're as soldiers of the Lord, we need to obey every command that he commands us.
所以我们作为主的战士啊，我们需要读神给我们的每一句话的命令。
So next week, Lord willing, we're going to go into some more how to read your Bible and some of the study helps that may be of value to you.
所以下节课我们继续学怎么研读圣经啊，我们会给大家介绍一些这个研经的一些工具辅助的手段希望能对大家有帮助。
I'll turn it back to Mr. Summers then, if you will, Harold.
好，先请 Harold 长老。
Very good. Well, thank you. I just tried to summarize some of the key points that Eric made. I'm going to repeat.Just a few of them to you. Number one, as you're reading the Bible, pray the prayers that you see. Good men prayed prayers. You can pray like them.
所以我要归纳一下刚才 Eric 讲的几个重点啊，一个就是你当你圣经里读到祷告词的时候呢，你就要照着这个祷告，像这些伟大的祷告的人那样去祷告。
Number two, believe the promises that you see.
那第二点呢，就是你读到的应许，你要相信这些应许。
Number three, strive to have the godly character that the men and women that you read about in the Bible have. You say, Lord, I would like to be like them.
所以你在第三点呢，就是当你圣经里读到一些属神的这个伟人的榜样的时候呢，你要跟主说，我也想像他们这样有这样的品德，你要努力的能够获得他们那样的品德。
And the fourth point that impressed me was, when you're reading your Bible, look for pictures or parallels or parables of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那第四点呢，给我留下深刻印象的就是，当你读圣经的时候呢，你可以通过这些图画，有的是图片式的，有些是预言，有一些比喻，他们讲的都是主耶稣基督。
And when you see them, you say, Jesus was like that, I would like to be like that too.
你会说，哦，既然主耶稣基督是这样子的，我也想要变成这个样子。
All right, well, let's close in prayer and thank the Lord for our time together tonight.
那我们一起做一个结束的祷告，感谢主今天晚上帮助我们。
Lord, we acknowledge that you are a good God and that you have taught us much in your word.
主啊，我们知道你是一个好神，你在你的话语中教导了我们很多。
We acknowledge that you are a good teacher. We also acknowledge that we're not very good learners.
我们承认你是一个好老师，但是我们也承认自己不是一个好学生。
But Lord, you've given us the Holy Spirit to help us learn, and our desire is that all of us might learn more of you.
主啊，也谢谢你赐给我们圣灵来教导我们。我们的渴望呢，就是让我们能够知道你更多。
Help us, Lord, to live like you, and help us to teach others about you.
也帮助我们能够像你那样生活，也帮助我们能够教导别人关于你的真理。
And so we give thanks for tonight and look forward to next week in Jesus' name.
我们为今天晚上感谢你，也盼望下一个星期。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen.
Amen. Thank you all.
Bye.
谢谢。